Ok, sorry, it's late. It's not easy to be the last one, as always. But it's ok. I'm Andrea Bognino. I'm a radio journalist, radio producer. I'm a radio geek also. And will be a very fast and strong presentation of my job. I have a weekly program on a national radio, Radio 3, the cultural network. It goes on the air every Tuesday, every giovedì in Italian, and it's called Interferenze. Interferenze is the Italian word that means noise, and the idea is to use radio to tell story. This little program is inside in another program called Radio Tremondo. Radio Tremondo is the weekly show about international news. My idea is to use radio to try to understand how the world is working, because everywhere, in every place, in every fucking strange place, there is a radio. And trust me, Interferenze born in 2011, is sixth year that every week I go in the air, and is in the last sixth year I always find a radio where I think that the radio can be there. It's there always a radio. Tonight I will show you very fast, very strong, one of the best story in this year. It's not a nice story, I have to say, because it's a story of a war, maybe one of the worst war in the last year, is the Syria civil war. And there is a part of the war that no one normally tell. It's the radio story of the war in Syria, because it's full of radio in Syria. There are two radio that always I talk about when I talk about Syria. The one is the rebel, all the radio of the revolution in Syria. Radio made by the people that want to go against the Assad government. And the other part is the ISIS radio, because there is the good part and the bad part. And tonight I will show you. We use video, so we'll be here. This is a very old image, 2015, 2014. Now it is even worse. This is the same photo of a street in a Syrian city, Homs. Maybe now is even worse. This is a map. You know that the Syrian war is changing every day. This is a map of yesterday. You can see the green part is ISIS, the Islamic State. The green part is the revolutionary part where there are some rebels. And the red part is the part where Assad is. And the yellow part is the Kurd, is the Kurdistan, the real Kurdistan. So the situation is unbelievably strange. It's not easy to go inside the Syrian world. And this is an article, one of the nice articles. It takes us in the New York Times. This is the Italian translation on the nice magazine Internazionale, Radio Syria Libera, Free Radio Syria. And this is a map that shows that inside the Syrian revolution, there is a very strong radio evolution. Because you see, this is the map of the country. This is the name of some station. And this is unbelievable that in the last 3 years, with the daily war, with the unbelievable, not easy situation, almost every month, a new station is going on the air. Because radio is the only way that keep people informed in a country with war. In Syria, it's very hard to use a cell phone, because all the cell phone network is controlled by the Assad. So if you are a rebel and you use your cell phone, it's very easy that they control you. So radio is still, the old radio, let me say, is still one of the place, one of the system that can be used for spread information. Which type of radio? I show you a video, very nice.
Doesn't matter your situation, turn the radio on.
انا بشتغل مع راديو اسمه حارة.
حارة اف ام.
انا عم بشتغل مع اذاعه ولاد اف ام.
ولاد اف ام.
ونحن طبعا بالمنطقه الغربيه من قامشلي.
فتح من الله
ونصر قريب. انا بشتغل باذاعه اسمها ياسمين الشام.
ياسمين الشام.
احنا مجموعه شباب كل واحد ببلد متوزعين بين كل ارجاء العالم.
Keep in touch with your thoughts. ولاد اف ام.
راديو نسائم سوريات.
ياسمين الشام.
راديو روح.
راديو زنا بباريس.
All FM. Free Syrian Radio Network.
سيرنت سيريا راديو نتورك.
صباحكم سوري يسعد صباحكم.
شبكة الإذاعات السورية هي عبارة عن مجموعة من حوالي 10 إذاعات بتشارك بإنتاج برنامج مشترك يسمى سيرنت، يقوم بالجانب التقني وتجميع هذا البرنامج منظمة MICT، وكل إذاعة بتشارك بمساهمة في هذا البرنامج عن طريق التركيز على موضوع معين، فبالتالي هي ليست شبكة وإنما عبارة عن برنامج إذاعي مشترك، ونقوم بالبث عن طريق الـ FM والنايلسات وعن طريق موقعنا سيرنت.org.
سيرنت.org.
أخرك فارقتي وان صرتي طلي عن أحبابك ما تتخلي.
هلا كل اللي بيجمعهم انه هنا عم يكونوا الصوت الحر، يعني ما عاد في هذا التحجير او القوالب الجامده. هذا الشيء يعني كله بيشترك بانه الكل عم يحاول يكون عنده مصداقيه ويكون في هذا الصوت الحر.
الراديوهات الحره الجديده المستقله، في حريه بالتعبير، في حريه بالابداع.
تنوع الاصوات هذا بأثير واحد بيعطي حالة حلوة بسوريا.
اسمعونا أكيد على أثير إذاعة نسائم سوريا.
شبكة الإذاعات السورية، الإذاعات اللي موجودة فيها بتضم مئات المراسلين الموجودين داخل سوريا اللي بيغطوا آخر الأخبار، آخر المسائل، كالموضوع الأمني، كالموضوع الغذائي، كالموضوع الصحي وغير ذلك.
وليس بحالة حزن على ما حدث يومان.
شكرا لك أبو العبد الشمالي مراسلنا في حلب.
عندنا مجموعة من المراسلين.
If you see the face of the people who report the news are covered because one of the most dangerous things it be connected with this station because this station are illegal, they are pirate station. So if you work with these people you can go in jail or even worse. So, if you see the power of this project, this video is made by a German, by a German NGO called MICT that 3 years ago made a project called Syria Radio Network. They bring together 10 free Syria radio stations together. They take all the program, they put on the website and on Nilesat. Nilesat is a satellite that covers all the Middle East. Because one of the problems of this station is to be on the air, because this is a war situation. So it's not easy to have an FM transmitter to use and keep the signal of the air. But every day is a war to be on the air. So the only way is to be also on the internet and use something outside Syria, because again, internet in Syria is controlled by the government. I show you how they do it. This is the way how they broadcast outside Syria. They use satellite, because they use internet satellite connection. This is a photo of a guy of Herat FM, one of the, first and most important station in Syria. They use internet by satellite. Using satellite non-controlled by the Assad government, they broadcast outside the country. And this is the way how they broadcast. Each time they try to put temporary antenna, fix it like this one, but also on a van. They have antenna, they have transmitter that go around the city. Because it's very dangerous to make something like this. Because when you switch on an FM station, the Assad government, they already know where is the station, and they go there with the aircraft and bombed. So it's very, very dangerous. This station have a smart. This is the all the area, the green part where they broadcast. It's incredible because all these people, they put their life all for radio because it's dangerous. But at the end, all this radio every day are working. This is another. This is Watan FM. If you see, this is all the area where they are, Aleppo, near Damascus. But this is just a map. Every day the situation is different because for these people it's not so easy to be on the air. This is another station. I will show you now a video. Is Rosanna. Rosanna is a station that broadcasts from Paris. Why Paris? Because it is a station not from the Syrian revolution, but is about the Syrian exile, from all the people that goes away from Syria. All these people almost come to Italy, but they don't want to stay in Italy. They won't go to Germany, they won't go to Sweden. And this station is something that try to keep all these exile united.
A ray of hope diffused to millions of Syrians from a tiny space in southern Turkey. Radio Rosanna is based in Paris, has correspondents across Syria, and produces some of its shows here in Gaziantep. On this day, a song children across the Arab world have grown up listening to is performed live on air.
After 6 years of revolution, Syrians have lost hope. Our project is to show them that there's still hope in life. The word Rosanna in Arabic means a space for hope. We try through our projects to be that space. Our programming focuses on humanitarian issues and the common things between Syrians, despite the divisions among them.
Radio Rosanna has told us not to film the outside of their building or anything else that could help identify their location. That's because some of their coverage has been critical of Daesh, and Daesh has struck Syrian journalists inside Turkey.
Daesh has killed 3 journalists in the last 7 months. The last one, Mohammed Zahir al-Sharkat, was gunned down 3 weeks ago. A man walked up to
him. Okay, this is a TV service, a TV reportage about Radio Rosanna from the station RTT World, the Turkey satellite.
Safe. The difficulty when you are a Syrian journalist is also giving hope to Syrians when you yourself are witnessing all the destruction, the killings and the crimes that are taking place. This is what makes our mission very difficult.
But the journalists at Radio Rosanna march on with their mission and continue to put on a show every day for the millions of Syrians who tune in. Zeyna Awad, TRT World, Gaziantep.
Okay, this is the nice part of the story, because it's a nice story at the end. There is this free station with a lot of young people go on the air, have you seen? But there is also another part, not so nice, of the story. This is a leaflet that was put on Twitter, but was printed. And this is the leaflet of the radio of ISIS, of the radio of the Islamic State. This is another leaflet that with a nice map that show how many transmitter. There is also another one in Tripoli. Of the radio of the ISIS, of the Islamic State. This is also the presentation of the different show, the Noble Quran, interactive program, religious courses, the information of the day, conferences. This is in French, but there are in different languages. The name of the station is Al Bayan, that in Arabic means the message. And Al Bayan is another incredible story, because it's a strong radio station that broadcasts every day in FM in all the Syria and part of the Iraq that is controlled by the Islamic State. And also they use not only the Arabic to transmit, but also French and English. I listen.
إذاعة البيان تقدم النشرة الإخبارية باللغة الفرنسية. قريبا قريبا
ترون العجيبة. This is the French program. وسوف ترى بعطر ديارك تكون المعارك لأجل دمارك حسام برا. قريبا قريبا ترون العجيبة صراعا رهيبا وسوف ترى. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nous vous présentons le bulletin d'information de l'État islamique pour le mercredi 26 Jumad al-Akhira de l'année 1436 de l'Hégire. Nous commençons ce bulletin par les titres les plus importants. Les soldats du calife ont pris le contrôle de la quasi-totalité de la...
And this is in English.
إذاعة البيان تقدم النشرة الإخبارية باللغة الإنجليزية.
أقول لها لا يا روح روحي جهادا في سبيل الله سوحي. أقول لها بخن يا نفسي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank our listeners for tuning in and present the following Islamic State News Bulletin for the 28th of Jumad al-Ula in the year 1437 of the Prophetic Hijra. The following is a glimpse at our main headlines. Several members of the apostate Egyptian police are dead and wounded in two separate attacks west of Al-Arish in Wilayat.
This is the English news with this strong American accent, but it comes from Mosul, one of the country of the city that is controlled by the Islamic State. And there is also, and I will show you, a nice video.
إذاعة البيان آيات قرآنية أحاديث نبوية سيرة وعبر قصص من الأثر.
This is a video from the Islamic State about Al-Bayan, the radio of the Islamic State.
خلافة على
موصل على يد جنود الخلافة حيث بدأ بثها يوم العشرين من رمضان سنة 1435.
Italian mixer Montalbo is an Italian mixer, and this is Mosul, one of the city of Iraq controlled by the Islamic State.
This
is the original one that I find on Twitter.
عشر ساعات.
هذا تذكير بأهم ما جاء فيها من عناوين. جنود الخلافة يبصقون على بساتين يلقى شرقيا حتى
فرسان ركعوا من زمن ذلا ببطون مبعوجة يضرب يا أسد الفلوجة وعدني رأسا معوجة.
والله إذاعة البيان إذاعة جيدة ونحن نسأل الله.
This is an interview of people that listen every day Al-Bayan radio. It's nice because this is the only radio in Mosul, so why they listen Al-Bayan? Because it's the only radio. Okay. I show you a last one video because it's very nice. It's a video that show how an incredible project that was made again by this NGO called MICT. I show you this image. This is a radio transmitter that can fit in a bag. This is a radio transmitter that goes on the air in FM with 25 watt. That is the frequency is free. You can cover maybe half of a little town. This is a transmitter that can also receive a signal from satellite. Is an incredible project called Pocket FM, and they have made this project. They have made hundreds of these and sent to Syria to all the radioactive people of Syria. And with this nice transmitter, you can connect with you USB key and with MP3 of different sources, then to antenna or a satellite dish, and also to a power supply. It can be a battery, it can be also a solar panel. So this is completely independent radio. Everyone can carry in this bag and go everywhere and go on the air. It's an unbelievably strong project because with this simple transmitter, everyone can go on the air in every place.
رجعنا لكم مستمعينا ساتكن عم تسمعوا برنامج حوا على أثير ولاد FM على الموجة 106 وموضوع حلقتنا اليوم.
This is one of the Pocket FM transmitters, and this is its antenna. So it can really be put in a rucksack very easily. I took them also twice with me to Istanbul. And the Pocket FM, so the 23 that are inside, some of them are in the Kurdish areas here, and others are here in the Aleppo region, and on the borders of the Idlib region and here in Hama. Like, you know, it's like this. Here they are.
Okay, so this is the end. Like the door song, I was a very strong and fast presentation. I hope about the powered radio. Each week, I try to find a story like this. The story of the Syrian radio revolution. It's for me. It's one of the best story that say how our radio is still one of the powerful media to use when you are in very troubled situation like in war, because you can keep, you can not count on internet, you can not count on your smartphone, and this still all FM radio with the project like Pocket FM is still the only way if you want to inform people, to keep people with some advice, with some information. I want to say also another thing, that all the radio that you have seen in the video, they not do only news, boring news about war. They do a lot of entertainment program, music. They want to keep people happy in a war situation, let me say. But they are real radio, because they know the power of the medium. And so it's not just reporting about the war, but it's the way to keep people together and to keep people informed. That's all. Good night.